the 175th day of the Ukrainian nation's heroic resistance to the Russian large-scale invasion has begun. According to the General Staff data, a Russian Su-34 aircraft struck infrastructure objects in Zhytomyr region from the territory of the Republic of Belarus. The threat of further missile and airstrikes from the territory of the Republic of Belarus still remains. In Siversky direction, the enemy does not stop shelling border areas of Chernihiv and Sumy regions with tube artillery. In Kharkiv direction, the enemy continues to actively conduct reconnaissance with UAVs to adjust the artillery fire and determine the positions of the Ukrainian units. The military and civilian infrastructure in the areas of Kharkiv, Petrivka, Dementyevka, and 18 other localities came under fire. In Slovyansk direction, the enemy opened fire from tanks, tube and rocket artillery in the areas of Brashkivka, Velika Komyshevaka, Dibrivna, Vernopilia, and Mazanivka localities. Mines were placed remotely near Dovank. In the area of Bohorodichny, the Russians tried to go on an offensive, but failed and retreated. Fighting continues near Mazanivka and Novodmitrivka. On Donetsk axis, the occupiers continue to focus their efforts in Bakhmut and Novopavlovsk directions. In Kramatorsk and Avdiivka directions, the enemy tries to improve the tactical position of its troops. In Kramatorsk direction, artillery shelling was recorded near Mykolaivka, Slovyansk, Kramatorsk, Spern, Verkhneokamiansky, Ivanodaryevka, Ryhorivka, and Izvinivka. The enemy conducted aerial reconnaissance in Kramatorsk area. Near Spern, the occupiers went on an offensive, suffered losses, and retreated. In Bakhmut direction, the enemy shelled the districts of Bakhmut, Soledar, Zaitseve, Bilohorivka, and Mayorsk, and launched airstrikes on civilian infrastructure near Soledar. The invaders went on an offensive and assaulted the areas of Zalanay, Shumy, and Zaitseve, but failed and retreated. Fighting continues near Soledar and Bakhmutsky. In Avdiivka direction, territories near Avdiivka, Marinka, New York, Oleksandropol, Pisky, Vodian, Opythna, and Nevelsky came under tank and artillery fire. The enemy launched airstrikes in the areas of Marinka, Krasnohorivka, and Yasinuvada, and conducted aerial reconnaissance with UAVs near Krasnohorivka and Opythna. The invaders attempt to assault Opythna area, fighting continues. In Novopavlovsk and Zaporizhia directions, the enemy fired tube and rocket artillery and tanks on the areas of Velika Novosilka, Novosilka, Novomikhailivka, Pavlivka, Bohoyevlenka, Santsivka, Stepnohursk, Shevchenko, Vuledar, Berlatsky, Charivna, Zalizhnichna, Hulepol, Huliaipilsky, Novodenilivka, Lukyanisky, Orakiv, Vremivka, Poltavka, Novopol, and Novoandrivka localities. Russians launched airstrikes near Volodymyrivka, Novosilka, and Sherbaki, assaulted the area of Shevchenkov, but were repulsed and retreated. Fighting continues near Novomikhailivka. The occupiers mined the territories near Injenern and Ukrainsky. In southern Bakhmut direction, the enemy's main efforts are focused on holding the occupied positions, preventing the advance of Ukrainian troops and firing on the Ukrainian units. The enemy takes measures to compensate for losses. The invaders opened fire from tube, rocket artillery and tanks on the districts of Mykolaiv, Stepovodolina, and 27 more localities. The occupiers launched airstrikes and went on an offensive near Bilohorka. Ukrainian soldiers sufficiently thinned out the ranks of the Russian invaders and forced the enemy to flee. The enemy continues to conduct reconnaissance with unmanned aerial vehicles. Natalia Toleb.